Park City IT Director Scott Robertson says the request for proposals was issued seeking companies that could install the fiber optic network and what the cost and scale of that would be. He says it's an exciting opportunity for Park City.
This is an opportunity to bring fiber to every home and business within the Park City proper. The idea behind this is scaling and positioning ourselves for an opportunity for incredible developments within the internet.
While an RFP in no way requires the city to build such a network, he says it would give city leaders an idea of just how much and what something like this would entail.
Well, the RFP stated that it could be open or closed. So we're looking for a private provider or an open network that would facilitate building out this infrastructure. So we're excited about it because it positions ourselves to bring opportunity for economic development and also a little bragging right for the town.
Park City has already installed a few miles of optic fiber conduit since it started before the 2002 Olympics. Robertson says those early efforts will help lower the price of any bid.
We install conduit when there is opportunity and the right set of utilities going in. And at one point, we hope that we can leverage that opportunity so we can lower that cost. It is expected that at one point, everybody will have fiber, but it's going to take time.
Meanwhile, the Federal Communications Commission last week proposed to allow internet service providers to begin charging different rates to different online content companies, which would basically end the government's commitment to net neutrality. Net neutrality, he says, ensures that everyone has access to the internet.
The concept was that here's a pipe that anyone can participate on and provide content on. And if we start to restrict that, I think we open up incredible disadvantages for economic development and opportunity just to participate. We don't want to become like nation states that control their internet. We want that premise to continue to be open.
But he says it's a slippery slope because those internet monopolies can then dictate price by how much bandwidth they make available.
Once we start that process, what is next? It puts the monopolizing internet owners, or I should say network owners, where they can actually have a financial benefit to keep bandwidth low. And so that disincentivizes the expansion of bandwidth, because they can make money from not having it.
Assistant City Manager Matt Dias says a municipal network can make sense if cities are in the business of building and maintaining basic infrastructure.
More and more we're hearing that it's becoming just part of our everyday life and a basic infrastructure, if not even a critical infrastructure. People are comparing it to city streets, a city grid, a city network for economic development, quality of life, our competitive standpoint, arts, infrastructure, hospitals, banks. It's hard to imagine, life without it. And even for the bricks and mortar folks, if you're just a regular retail, that interconnection when you're processing a credit card transaction, that requires bandwidth. So this really touches everyone.
Once the bids are received, a team of city staff will analyze the bids and present a report to the city council for consideration.
Eventually, we would get back to council and we'd say, you've sort of asked us for more information to help develop this conversation with the community. Here's a little bit more detail about what this would look like. What are the parameters, size, scope, cost, disruptions, and that type of information?
That's Matt Dias and Scott Robertson. The RFPs are due at the end of May. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.